The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
This is Denise Nostrom, CEO and founder of Diversified Financial Solutions. Now more than ever, investment advice is needed. Not just where best to invest your money, but why. Are you investing for your future retirement? Are you retired and looking to maximize your income? Are you maximizing your income and concerned with leaving money for your loved ones? Are you investing for your retirement at the same time saving for your children's education and at the same time saving to buy another home? Are the markets in line with your goals? Are your goals ever changing? Please contact me at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691, or visit us at diversifiedfinancial.biz. For over 25 years, I have been helping individuals, families, and business owners navigate through all market conditions with only one goal in mind, my clients. Visit me at diversifiedfinancial.biz or call Denise Nostrom, founder of Diversified Financial Solutions, at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691 for a conversation about my most important client, you. Good afternoon. I hope you are all doing well today on this, well, finally sunny day. It was a little bit creepy this morning, but it turned out pretty well. So it's nice to be with you today, and I thank you for tuning in. So you're listening to The Financial Chick Show, and I'm The Financial Chick. My name is Denise Nostrom, the CEO and owner of Diversified Financial Solutions, a full-service independent financial planning firm in Medford. So today I'm going to jump right into it because I have a very exciting guest here in the studio with me, and I'm excited. We have a really, really awesome topic that will probably touch most, if not all of you, really, at some point. So I want to introduce Maria Pollack, who is not only a longtime friend, but also a client of mine.
Yes, I am.
So I want to thank you so much. We've been talking about this and we finally made it happen today, Friday, April 12th.
My pleasure.
So you want to tell my audience a little bit? Well, I mean, everybody knows you, but I mean, for those that don't, tell my audience a little bit about you.
Okay, I'll tell you a little bit. That's a bit difficult. I come from New Rochelle. I was married to Anthony Cipriano, my first husband, and he passed away. We had three children. One was a year old. Then I came out to Long Island and married Lou, my second husband, 43 years. I'm sure your audience has gathered by now that I do not divorce my husbands. I bury them.
Oh, my God.
So this second one was not my first rodeo. However, I discovered, talking about finances and losing a spouse, that you're really never prepared. The first time around, I was only 29 years old. Life was great. You know, I had people that supported me in my journey then, so I could stay. I had a beautiful apartment in New Rochelle. Again, my youngest was a year old. The older kids were 7 and 8. It was tough, but at 29 years old, you bounce back. Mm-hmm. If you have a good support system with family and friends, you can make it. And so I did. And then I met Lou, who I had dated when I was 18 years old, and we reconnected, and I came out to Long Island, and then we had six kids altogether, because he came into the marriage with one. Great 43 years, but several years ago, my daughter was still living at home, and I think Christopher was still there. I was at the kitchen table just doing figures, and the question came from one of my kids, what are you doing? I said, I'm just trying to figure out if daddy wasn't here, could I afford to live the way I'm living? And it's something that I was a really good thing to do. Now, here I am, a widow again, single guys.
And and willing to mingle? All right, no,
absolutely.
We're not going to. Oh, okay.
Well, that's
all
another
right.
topic when after the commercial break. And I discovered that I can live in my home, take care of everything. I always took care of the bills in both marriages, which used to annoy me. Why do I have to wear the pants in the family? Why do I have to do this? Now, being in this position, I'm glad I know how to do this. Working in the Brookhaven Town Assessor's Office, I want to give a shout out to all the girls, Amy, Christina, my boss, Felix, love him. Oftentimes, I hear mostly women come in, my husband passed away, I don't know how to sign my name, I don't know, they don't know anything.
The basics, yeah.
Some of the men come in, but not that many, but they don't know how to run their household. They don't know how to move forward, how to pay things. That's not a good thing. Another thing I take issue with, and this goes for all the couples out there. A lot of them today have separate bank accounts. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. You want to be independent. Let your spouse know the account number and the bank and the password. Or if you don't want her to know the password or him, at least what bank it's in and the account number.
Very important. It's true.
And this has happened. I've noticed it over the past couple of years in a lot of instances, again, in my office with, you know, seniors that come in. It's really very important, and don't take it lightly. Know about your insurance company. Mm-hmm. You have a flood in your house. Well, my husband's not here. I don't know what to do. Well, find out what the insurance company is and just call. There's so many things that you have to learn to do. I run my entire house. My entire house.
Yeah.
You've seen my house.
Absolutely.
Days. So that's really, really important. And I have to say, it's a journey. But I have a good support system. My Josie, she is the Thelma to my Louise.
She happens to be in the studio,
yes.
But she's not under the table yet, but it could happen.
But we all need, you know, she's always there. You
it's
don't,
huge. Your
you may
girlfriends
not see her,
are,
you
yeah,
may
definitely.
Not hear her, mm-hmm. but she's in that room. Mm-hmm. I also have another friend that I talked with quite a bit since my husband passed. I'll give a shout out to Sir Lancelot. He knows who he is. And it's you got to find your happy. You can decide to crawl in a corner, stay in that dark place, if that's what you so choose.
Right.
But many of them really don't want to. So, you know, after my husband passed, it was, and Josie heard me say it many times, you heard me say it, I need to find my happy place.
Mm-hmm.
I need to find my happy again. And I did.
But you got to do it in your own time.
You have
you
to
know,
do
not,
it.
Everybody has a different length of
everybody's,
time. And that shouldn't be judged, whether it's short or long
that's
term.
That's right.
Everybody's
either way. Journey is different.
Yeah.
I have 2 years and 4 months under my belt. This didn't happen overnight.
Absolutely.
I went for counseling. I went for like 6 or 8 sessions just to find out if my marbles were lined up properly. And there's little things you do in this grieving process to move forward, like doing your nails, keeping your home clean, doing your hair. These are things that I took for granted, going back to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I took a couple of weeks off, went back to work. So these are things that are so very important.
You're absolutely right. Again, people, they just get so heavy into the grieving that they forget about themselves.
Yes.
And that's an issue.
If you're not happy, if I'm not happy in my life, my children and my grandchildren, right. all 10 of them will not. That's why I'm going to work forever.
It's such a wonderful, but you have a wonderful family.
I do.
And
I have a very
you're
good
very
family.
Blessed.
I really am. They range in age from almost 2 years old to 26. And again, it's, you know, 2 marriages, 6 children. Now, the 6 children, of course, they have who has a different mother, who has a different father, but they're all intertwined and nobody is allowed to ever call them step.
Mm-hmm.
So I've kept these 6 kids together, and it wasn't a job, I just something you do. After all these years, they're all together.
And it's very interesting to say that because words matter, right?
Yes.
If you use step, then it becomes that. But if it's just mm-hmm. my brother, my sister.
Right. That's how
you
it
know,
is.
And father and, you know, that type of thing. And it just, that's wonderful.
My
that really
husband
is.
Would always say the only steps in this house are the basement steps.
Aww.
And I think you've met all 6 kids.
I have.
So
I have. So, and like I said, you do have a beautiful family mm-hmm. and it's wonderful. But I think the biggest thing is that support system. But it's
very
really,
important.
You know, finding that financial stability when you lose a loved one. And it is a really challenging thing. So it is financial, but it's a lot of it's personal
it
too.
Is. 75% of the battle, in my opinion, mm-hmm. when you lose a spouse is finances. Those are the same issues that happen when you separate or get a divorce, finances.
Sure. Yeah.
It's important. It's important to know that you can live the same way or better.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important. It's also important to invest your money with Denise.
Oh,
and
my God.
Anybody who is a friend of Denise or claims to be a friend of Denise, you need. I have to say, I came to you with some investments, and you explained everything in layman's terms. You even gave me a test that I passed. And that's, you know, that is, that's key. You know, that's my money when I do retire. Mm-hmm. And do whatever.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Well, I love what I do and I love you. So
I
want to make sure that all my clients are in good shape.
And you do.
But I appreciate that. But yeah, one of the things, just, you know, before we'll be running to the break in a little over a minute, but, you know, one of the things you said about being in tune to what each other has, that's so important. And that could be just as a matter of, and I'm sure everybody does it a little bit differently, but, you know, having it in a book, passwords for websites. Because, you know, once that happens, you're grieving and a lot of stuff is going on. There's so much to do. The last thing you have to do is now try to find everything. So, you know, we do this like safe project in our office where we can kind of have folders and, you know, so everything's in one place because we usually have all our documents, but they're in all different places in the house, right? A different drawer or the cabinet.
Listen, eventually you'll get the money from your spouse that's passed, but why do you want to wait 3-6 months? Why?
Right. And have it to be like an FBI agent, right?
You have to go to court to do all this. Yeah. Why through, while you're grieving, do you have to go through this?
Right. And you don't want to.
Just be smart, guys, and, you know, share everything.
Absolutely. Well, we are talking about financial stability when you lose a spouse today with Maria Pollack. So we're running into the break right now, but you are listening to the Financial Chick Show. This is Denise Snowstrom, the company's Diversified Financial Solutions. I help you look for financial solutions when you feel like there are none. Feel free to contact me at financialchickshow.com. Stay tuned after the break. Welcome back. This is Denise Snowstrom, the Financial Chick. My company's in Medford, and you can reach me at 631-758-8691 or visit my website at financialchickshow.com. I'm here to help you on your financial journey. Over the years, things change, and I'm here to help you navigate all those changes. So today we have a special guest with me, my good friend and client, Maria Pollack.
Hi, everybody.
And we are talking about financial stability when you lose a spouse and life after losing a spouse, because there is, you know, we grieve and we feel for, and it's a tough transition, but we talked about it that, you know, we have to live for the living, right? The kids, the grandkids, and maybe the Golden Bachelor. I don't know. Well, I heard that. I don't know.
Ladies, I'm going to tell you right now. Lord have mercy. Just listen to me.
All right. But wait, maybe for people that don't know, right? The Bachelor, Bachelorette, right? Okay.
Divorce.
So little background that we did, the Golden Bachelor, right? So a person of a certain age, you know, we did a different age group. Okay. Go,
70
Maria.
And over. So.
Okay. There you go.
Yes. They're getting a divorce, but not for the reasons you're reading in the tabloids. He found out about me.
That's right.
And he decided to divorce her. So stay tuned for that one. That's going to be really good. Let me tell you, he's got hearing aids on. He goes out with me, I'll blow them right off his head.
I know that you really had an affinity for this man.
I did.
And then she was very upset when he got married. But wow, that marriage did not last long at all.
It did not. I mean, you know, he didn't have the right woman.
Well, you know, obviously.
Hey, you need the Italian.
That's right. And, you know, I heard he's you know, ringing you up. I mean, he's...
He probably will. I'm going to play hard to get at first.
All right. Okay. And you should.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So she's ready to mingle. But, I mean, the one thing that came out this week that we have to be a little bit concerned about, they're indicating... I think it's in the Villages, but I mean, it could be anywhere, right?
Oh.
STDs.
Let me tell you something.
The seniors, right?
Sex and the senior citizens.
These are things you got to be concerned about.
I got to tell you something. All right. Girls in the office, calm down now. All right. That has to do with finances because, yes, the STD rate in the Villages in Florida, which I will never go there, it's very high.
Very high.
So you got to figure the woman or the man or whatever, they get the STD. They got to go to the doctor and spend some money, right? Money. Mm-hmm. The nurses there, the receptionist, they're getting paid to take your money. There you go, money.
More money, spending money.
Now you got to go to the, I was going to say Publix.
Publix, yeah, because you're in Florida, right.
And you got to fill your prescription again. The pharmacist is making money. They have somebody, the cashier's making money. So, sex and the senior citizens, you're making money, right?
That's right. Okay. That's right. Or what you may be spending money. So,
somebody's
what
making
do they call
money.
It? Safe sex, right?
Safe sex.
Then you don't have to worry about that. Then you save money and then your money lasts long in retirement.
Well, that's
the
problem.
We didn't think we could segue this, but we put that together.
Yes, they don't have they're not having safe sex because if they were, they wouldn't have that.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
See, this is a money saving strategy.
Exactly.
There you go.
They're making money over there. So maybe you could get some clients. You need to set up an office in the Villages.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, they got loofahs. There's a whole lot.
Oh, you heard about the loofahs?
The loofahs and they got pineapples. I don't really know exactly what all this entails.
I
know it's crazy.
The different colors indicate something.
Different something else.
Right.
Yeah. There's apparently a grid.
They're golf carts with these loofahs on.
But I heard other stories that they do it so they there's so many golf carts, so they know what color loofah is theirs because the golf cart. Well, I don't know. There's a lot of myths. It could be old wives' tales. It could be whatever.
Let me tell you about these golf cars. They're not just carting around balls. That loofah's hanging there. Eat your heart out, Howard Stern.
Oh, my. So this is quite the different show that we've ever done.
Is,
but
I'm
hey, listen,
you.
We got to keep it real.
Okay,
you know,
so
we definitely have to keep it real. Well, you know, like I said, I mean, you know, it's a different change of pace when you lose your spouse.
Yes.
And I think, you know, in all seriousness, you are a very independent person, but there's a lot of women that are out there and they come into my office all the time. Then they say, listen, I have no idea what my husband has. You know, I want to plan, but I want to plan on my own. How long have you been married? Many, many years. And I'm like, you don't know. So women, and even men, sometimes I have men that don't know because the wife does everything.
Exactly.
I think the bottom line is that whether we're together or not, whatever, you know, till death to us part or whatever that does us part, that you, if you're married, you should have,
you should know,
be in the know.
Yes, one another's finances.
Absolutely. It's such an important facet.
It is. You know, I used to tell my husband, look, you need to know how I pay the bills. You need to know this. He said, I said, if I die, he goes, just don't die. That's what he would say to me.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's we have choices. I don't mourn. I will not mourn. I mourned at the beginning. It's a very dark place. I will grieve here and there. That's why I got my Josie. Sometimes I'll just start screaming in the car or be upset about something, and she listens.
It's hard.
Everybody needs.
I love
a
Lou. I miss Lou.
Yeah.
Lou is an amazing, amazing person, and he's touched so many lives, and
he's very missed by
a lot of people.
So it's a when it happened, you want to know what was the first thing I did?
Yeah. So you know, like when something like that happens, what are some steps that you take? What's some steps that you took?
Well, the first thing I did was really get pissed off. All right, you get angry.
Absolutely.
But then you keep yourself busy with arrangements. A funny story is my kids came with me at a Holy Sepulchre, and we were talking about wall in the ground, and then my son Joey, who is a jokester, tells the woman who's sitting there this, well, first of all, he rings the bell and he goes, is there any room here?
Oh my gosh.
We're sitting in
I don't
room.
Know where he gets the humor from. No clue.
I have no clue.
Yes, I don't know.
So now they're talking about going in the ground and then your mom will go on top. So my son said to this woman, my mother on top of my father, have you seen the size of her ass? So,
oh, my God.
Oh, my God. So, and, you know, so they lighten it up.
Mm-hmm.
But they all understood. Most of the kids understood. The kids were angry, too. So, you know, you start off that way. You're busy. All right, Social Security is another thing, which the funeral home takes care of for you now.
Yeah.
If you pass away from COVID, there were federal funds for that as well, which he knew about, the funeral director. So when all the hoopla is over, when everybody's gone, and now it's you in the house. So I did the counseling. I had a kid staying with me every so many nights. Somebody would stay with me. Till it got to the point where I couldn't keep, you know, I had to learn how to do this on my own.
Yeah.
I could, you know, I missed the company, but you know what? I adjusted. I made adjustments. But the most important thing that I did, about 5 days after the funeral, I went back to my job, which was a very...
That's a big deal. And that was that's a good amount of time.
Very difficult step because I knew I'd see the same people again. And I knew I would cry again. And I knew they would be coming into my office, all meaning well.
Yeah.
And they also knew when to just leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
But... I filled my day up with that. There's a lot of adjustments, eating dinner at night. I would not eat at the kitchen table. I would eat in the den on a snack table. But then one day I went to the butcher and I got myself a beautiful porterhouse steak. And I said, oh, hell, I'm not eating this in the den. I sat at the kitchen table. And from that night on.
And that was the change.
I always eat at the kitchen table. So I've come into, you know, my own. And I am grateful that I know how to take care of myself and take care of my home. That's important.
Absolutely.
Everybody's different. I get it. But there's always a way. If you have that will, there is a way.
Absolutely. And again, you can be a person that helps others. And I think you do through the town of Brookhaven.
People that come in. We have, you know, programs for the seniors, low-income senior, star enhanced, which is very important.
I would say, we should probably do a show just on that and the various programs.
Yes,
because there's so many things that are available,
veterans,
and most people don't know.
They don't know. That would be Lynette O'Neill. Mm-hmm. She is amazing with the exemptions. You should have her on the show, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
It's past the deadline date now, but there is a grievance period, but she would be excellent to talk about that. Hi, Lynette. And I really enjoy my life. I have to say, I have good friends.
That's the biggest thing is the support system, right?
Support.
And that's what you have to build. Because sometimes even like when, when girlfriend, boyfriend or spouses, mm-hmm. you don't retain friendships.
Right.
And it's always important to do that all the time because your friends will always be there.
Oh, yeah.
And they're the ones you're going to talk differently with a friend than a spouse mm-hmm. or a significant other or something like that.
A close friend lost her husband about a month and a half ago.
Sorry.
And she called me and she told me I'm her hero. Hi, Carol. So I said to Carol, I was flattered. And she says, I want to do what you're doing. I said, in time, everything is in time. And if I can be an example to other people to show them that, you can live, do it. And one last thing I'm going to say before we run out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never going to get married again. However, he's got to be tall. A couple of years younger than me. I'm a lot of fun, so just
yes,
putting that
out
there.
Yes, she is, no doubt. And you got a good catch here. And she cooks great.
Oh, my God, my cooking is
great
amazing.
Great cook,
I cook real spaghetti, not the fake stuff.
Well, Maria, it was such a pleasure, and I really think that you've given a lot of good information to my audience about something that, like I said, is something that happens or happened and... We can help so many people. Yeah. So thank you so much.
This was fun.
Awesome. Well, have a great weekend, everybody. And we'll see you next Friday. Take care.
Advisory services offered through Blackridge Asset Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities are offered through Peak Brokerage Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Blackridge Asset Management and Diversified Financial Solutions are separate and independent entities from Peak Brokerage Services.